Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sans Pants Radio. Warning. The following show features stunts performed either by professionals or under the supervision of professionals. Accordingly, MTV and the producers must insist that no one attempt to recreate or reenact any stunt or activity performed on this show.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, couple of live show announcements before we start. Our Brisbane show is sold out, so that's awesome. Apologies if you couldn't get tickets, we'll most likely be back at some point. But before that, In-Ear presents Plumbing the Death Star UK Tour with Adam News. We've confirmed our first show, it's in Bristol, and tickets are available over at sanspantsradio.com/live. Hopefully, we'll be able to announce other shows soon, it's just that planning this from Australia is a bit of a hassle, and we're incompetent at the best of times. If all goes well, our London show will be announced in the next few days, so just follow us on Twitter and Facebook for the most up-to-date information, and of course, check sanspantsradio.com/live on where to purchase tickets. We've also had a bunch of emails from you guys asking about where we're heading, and we'll be perfectly honest with you, we're still sorting out some of those venues. We'll be in the UK for just under a month, and we do want to see a lot of what the UK has to offer, so we'll be aiming to do shows in the Midlands and surrounding areas. Apparently, North is not part of the Midlands, so North, Wales, Scotland, and probably Ireland. We've got a vague plan, we just can't announce anything yet until we've got everything locked in. So again, follow us on Twitter and Facebook for up-to-date information. Or join SansPantsPlus.com and also get said information plus 10% off ticket prices and a whole lot more. And as a little bit of a bonus for having to listen to me waffle on for the past few minutes, we've included episode 2 of the Plumbing Boys Play / Ruin the Sunless Citadel at the end of the episode, which is a Hero and King exclusive weekly series for our Sans Pants Plus and Patreon members. Episode 1 was included with yesterday's D&D is for Nerds episode, which is a show where we play Dungeons & Dragons and have fun until we don't. We're getting into the tail end of our latest campaign, Buried Beneath, which is a perfect jumping on point as it's relatively unconnected to the previous adventures and has good friend of the show, Michael Shanks, as the beautiful magic boy Squim. So, if you like our bullshit and want to help support the shows, just head to sanspantsplus.com and sign up today.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask important questions like, what could you bring to the Fantastic Four?
Fear they're here, just call the Four.
I like the way you phrased that. It was like you were asking the audience.
Yeah.
What can you do for the Fantastic Four?
What can you, the listeners, bring to the Fantastic
Ask
Four?
Not what the Fantastic Four can do for you,
but how you can make the Fantastic Four the Fantastic Five.
All right, so let's
So I assume that what's happening here is that...
Yeah. In Gumtree, there's an ad, Wanted. A new member for the Fantastic Soon-to-Be Five.
Which I like to think came out of an argument. Like, it seems like the kind of thing where everyone's arguing and to prove a point, Reed Richards is like, fine, well, I'll put an ad in Gumtree there. You happy?
No.
Everyone's arguing that they're a key member of the Fantastic Four. And then Reed's like, fine, you know what? We'll put an ad. Who wants to be a Fantastic Four and who are they replacing?
No. Not replacing. I like to imagine that the situation with... They're trying to make a decision, and it's 2v2, and Reed Richards is like, the only way we can decide is we need a fifth. Because, like, Ben's probably like, your wife's always going to agree with you, Reed.
Yeah, that's a good Ben.
And Johnny Storm's just like, well, she's my sister, and Ben's like, no!
This is unfair! We need a fifth! I'm typing up an ad to Gumtree!
Reed's like, I should not have built him that smashable keyboard.
A keyboard where every key is as big as his fist.
Is Reed being like, just use the dictation!
That sounds like a very frustrated Reed.
Dear space
Gumtree!
Reed! Does Gumtree have a space?
Maybe.
Backspace!
Dear Gumtree.
Yes.
If I'm like scrolling through the card, I need work, and I think, Dear Gumtree, I'm like, is this even addressed to me? This is like it's for Gumtree. Well, what I think I could bring to the Fantastic Four is that I'm an all or nothing kind of guy.
Yes.
And currently the Fantastic Four have a lot of reoccurring villains.
Yep.
Okay, so I could stop them reoccurring.
That's true.
I come in. They're like, I'm like, show me your villain. This is what I do for superheroes. Hi, this is a business I run.
Yep.
What supervillains do you have that always give
so
you...
So we use, like, superhero consultancy.
That's what I'm doing. You can do what you like.
That's good.
So what happens to you? Yeah, you get this recurring villain, Dr. Doom. He seems like a hassle. Okay, you wish he was out of your life.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
What we're going to do... So I've heard word on the street you have something called an ultimate nullifier. We're going to nullify him. And if you don't want to use the nullifier, okay, you'll eventually have him tied up and then we kill him. That's what I could bring to the FAF. The FAF? The FU. It's annoying there's no acronym. The double F is that, yeah, I'm all or nothing. And if need be, I could stop their reoccurring villains reoccurring. And I think that'd be so good for them and it'd give them time to work on their science. I'd show them a chart and I'd be like, look at this pie chart, Mr. Richards and co. This is the amount of time you currently spend fighting Dr. Doom and his allies and his friends and your enemies. And this is the kind of amount of time you spend with your family. Mm-hmm. This is the amount of time you spend working on your science. Now, what if I could tell you?
Hi, yes, I'm Reed Richards. I spend a lot of my time with my family. My son's right here, Franklin, and this is my wife.
Yeah, well, how would you like to spend time with your family, but not with your family engaged in combat? Studies have shown that a family that engages in combat is a less effective unit than a family that just is a normal family.
Well, I hear what you're saying, Jackson, but unfortunately, we don't do the killing thing. We think that's very inhumane.
Yep.
Isn't that right, hon?
Yes, absolutely. My voice has changed a little bit, but this one's sticking around, I promise.
So
I feel like that when it comes to our reoccurring villains and fighting as a family...
Yeah, sure.
Like unites the team and like we're a family first but a team also first.
Okay, so studies have shown that a child should not enter combat.
That's true. That's why we keep Franklin at home most times.
Yes.
It's unfortunately Franklin has reality warping powers, so we sometimes can't stop that.
I get that.
You know how it is being
well,
a mother and
all. Okay, I offer another package for the superhero family that doesn't wish to kill.
How do you
feel about an in-house prison?
A negative zone?
I was going to say, we do have access to a portal to the negative zone. If we could just pop him in there, that's not a bad idea.
So far you're trying to bring murder and prison.
Those are the things that I think you as a team are lacking, yes.
Now, I know, Reed, you did build that prison in the negative zone, and that didn't go well. But I think the problem there was we just didn't sell it hard enough. Because, you know, I was not on your side then.
But now it seems like you are.
Now,
excellent for what I want to offer you.
Murder?
Because, see, the problem there with the negative zone is we just weren't imprisoning villains. We were imprisoning our good friends. You know, Reed, actually, while we're on this topic, why did you put Daredevil in the negative zone? He's just a blind guy. I just feel that's very rude Especially to Matt. You know, Matt Murdock is a very good friend of ours, and you put him in a prison. He's just a blind man. Not good, Reed.
Would you guys like a moment? Because I can go and refresh
myself. I feel like
myself.
That we all did some things in the Civil War that we're not happy about.
That's fair. It's fair. It's fair. Mm.
Pretty sure murder happened, which is something that I'm still not comfortable with.
You did clone a Thor. In the same.
I regret nothing.
I can leave.
I think that's for the best.
If I'm causing issues in this family unit. Like,
honestly, Jackson, these issues were here long before you arrived.
You've pitched murder in prison.
But look, murder I'm not okay with, but prison, as long as we have given them a fair trial.
It's hard when my Reed voice and my normal voice weren't that different, because I tried to distance myself from that, then I got dragged back in.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm bringing
maybe we heard from Ben Grimm. Maybe that would be all right. Ben, what do you think?
Dear Gum! What?
You already sent out the ad, Ben.
Well, this guy didn't work! He's just pitching murder!
I hate murder!
Well, have you noticed how Spider-Man just lives a normal, pleasant life?
How many times has his bloody... My voice has changed again. I'm Ben Grimm. How many times his bloody aunt or his bloody girlfriend,
that's true,
or fucking wife been killed?
Mm. We've had him on side before. He's been part of our member. For once he was leading us. But
well, look,
I've
worked with Spider-Man in the past. Yes. And we've eliminated, you notice Oscorp has tanked.
That's good. That was you.
That was me. We killed Norman Osborn. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know what?
It's a fact.
Look, I hate to say this, Ben, but Norman Osborn is a bit of a cunt.
Yeah. Look, Spider-Man's
You're right.
Spider-Man's living a normal life.
All right,
now.
Jackson. All right. How about this?
Okay, I'm listening.
All right, so we have Dr. Doom. You know, Dr. Doom, he's a problem.
Well, he runs that country.
He is basically
Latveria.
He's a dictator of Latveria. He always gets his fucking ass, eh?
He sure does.
He's always hassling on about us to be like, do this, trying to seduce me, you know, every fucking
classic.
Other bloody minute.
Yep.
It's not on. How'd you get rid of him?
Bullet to the brain.
But he's wearing armor and he does no magic.
He has to bathe at some point.
Have you been around him? He does smell.
Okay, so well, assuming he doesn't have... You know, we've got lots of options for killing your potential villains and stopping your villains from reoccurring. No villain, if you've been the kind of superhero team that has consistently not killed,
yes.
We find that those are the villains least likely to expect a killing. So a very simple method is that when they come to attack you, instead of, you know, pulling your punches or whatever, you just don't. And no villain who previously has expected, you know, a mild prison sentence or a brief stint in the negative zone is expecting death.
That's true.
That's just what we find.
However, I think the problem there with Dr. Doom is that he'll just easily go into the afterlife and just pop back out again. I'm pretty sure he's done that before.
Sue, I hate him!
I know.
Well, look, we can't do anything about
Hulk,
that.
Nope. Wrong person. Things.
You know who we haven't heard from before? My brother, Johnny.
Yes, Sue. It's me, cool guy Johnny.
Yeah, so Johnny, what do you think about this? You know,
look,
I know you can go supernova, so why don't you just hold down Dr. Doom and just boil him from the inside? I know I said I was against death, but you know what? He does give me arse ache.
I don't know, Sue. I'm not very big on murder.
Right.
I'm not very big on this fella either, if I'm going to be honest. I'm pointing at you. Jackson, was it?
Yeah, that's the name, Jackson.
Yeah, your glasses are intimidating.
Oh, I can take them off if you want.
Yeah, they do look like somewhere between like a librarian and a pedophile.
Yeah, I'll take them off. That's fine. Look, I'm here to make you as comfortable
That's
as possible.
Much better.
That's my aim for what
like
I
before,
do.
Before, I would not leave you with Franklin, but like now, I might.
Yeah, well, that's good. I don't expect you. I don't know why you would.
Oh, jeez. I guess.
Well, give me some of your other villains. You know, who else are you facing on a day-to-day basis that you wish you weren't?
Sometimes Namor. Oh, he's a bit of then again, he's mostly trying to seduce me as well. Don't
tell
me. But sometimes it's all right.
Sis, I'm a body jock around here. Can't have you sleeping around.
No.
Anyway, how are you going to kill a Galactus?
That's true. Galactus.
Galactus.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
guy eats the world.
As a surfer fella.
Nihilus
cool
is again. He like I know you were all championing the negative zone prison, but he is king of the negative zone.
Okay. Well, I mean, I feel like the murder path, we call them paths. I feel like the murder path is probably a better path for you. Unfortunately, I mostly deal with mortals. Anything that is considered cosmic level, that's above my pay grade, I'm afraid.
We are mostly a cosmic fighting team.
Yep.
I've decided my Reed Richards voice is the same as my Joel Dusha voice.
That's good.
Well, we mostly deal with cosmic entities, if I'm going to be honest. So I think we've had enough of you, Jackson. I think, look, don't call us, we'll call you.
All right, well, thank you so much. I hope you decide to go with my car. Again, I come well recommended from Spider-Man. We That's murdered true. Doc Ock in a bat. We drowned him.
What do you do? Imagine He's a conversation gone. Where Reed Richards' body is standing there, but his head has gone backwards and is clearly in another room not listening.
I'll take the hint. You guys have a lovely day.
Thank you very much. So the hardest part there, we're trying to convince probably Sue and Ben. Mm. And maybe Johnny not to kill. Like, I know you played Reed Richard as someone who wasn't. I'm pretty sure Reed would kill, like, in a red hot minute.
I'll enter someone's mouth and then expand.
Like, although, actually, no, maybe Reed wouldn't kill, but he would definitely incapacitate. You
All
might
I'd have to do is play
prison.
On Reed's logic and be like, in the long run, Reed, a human life means nothing.
That's true, and you might get him there.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. But you're right, all of their villains are cosmic, so what I can we can kill, what, Doctor Doom?
Maybe, and even then, he's mystical. Yeah. However, my approach would simply
bring.
Be like, Reed, Sue, Johnny, Ben, look, I know you guys are out there fighting the good fight, protecting the world, and that's fine. And you know what you guys don't really have?
What's that?
A babysitter. Mm-hmm. Now, what I can do is I can offer to be full-time care of Franklin and your daughter, Valerie.
That's my
And
goodness.
I can help look after them. Look, I can teach them, you know, a little bit there. I am pretty good at the teaching aspect there. Mm. I know, Reed, that you have given, like, a robot, Herbie Butler, to the kids, but that's not great.
I definitely have done that before.
I really like that both me and Dusha are doing Reed, and I like to think you're chatting to two Reeds because of a cosmic mistake.
So, Reed.
Yes.
So I noticed that you've now duplicated yourself. Super good.
Unfortunately, we got trapped in a cosmic cloud, and we swapped
It happens.
Sue, Johnny and Ben for another one of ourselves.
It happens. Yep. Perhaps the best of us. So now...
The other two of me... I'm currently downstairs in the lab trying to figure out how to bring back the original Fantastic Four.
Without losing any reads.
Yeah.
Now, fair. That's fair. So really, you want us to be a Fantastic Nine.
That's the end goal, I believe. So, you said a Fantastic Nine there. Are you assuming that you would be taking part in the super heroics?
Oh, God,
as
no.
As well as babysitting? Well, then we'd remain a Fantastic Eight.
Yes. Hang on, there's four reads plus the three
No,
missing.
No, no. We hope to, when we bring back the other three members, bring back... Reed.
Another additional Reed.
Sorry, my math.
The Fantastic
got a
Four,
bit,
not the Fantastic Three.
Yeah,
got a
In
bit
fact, without
there.
Reed, without myself,
yep.
I wouldn't
would
even call
you
them a
bring,
team.
Do you want to bring like four Johnnies, Sue's, and Ben's? Is this the.
No.
Is this the goal?
One of those is the optimum number.
All right, then. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is, well, now that there's four Reeds, you guys don't have enough time to focus on Franklin because you guys are sciencing, you're busy, you're doing all kinds of crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I can offer that solution to be a babysitter.
I certainly don't like interacting with my child.
Me as Reed Richards.
Mm. I know that, you know, the Reeds.
Yeah.
You guys, I'm not going to lie, look...
Yes.
I can be honest with you guys.
Oh, you sure can.
100%. And I don't mean this in any offensive way at all.
Okay.
But
I'm bracing myself for insult. In fact, I'm getting my slapping hand ready.
Okay, all right. Look, I know...
I'll get my slapping hand ready, and if this is an insult, we'll both slap your head at the same time, rendering
you
deaf.
This might be hard for you to hear as a father.
Sure.
Yes.
But I have read in some of the papers, especially the Bugle, that you guys... Or at least you guy.
We prefer the singular.
Yep.
That Reed isn't exactly the most attentive father for Franklin.
You got slapped.
But you're correct. We do spend a lot of time...
Not looking after our child.
Yeah. So, I can provide at least a male figure...
Sure.
In Franklin's life
okay.
that doesn't necessarily disappear into the negative zone for several months at a time.
How do you feel about getting Ultimate Nullified?
Not a fan.
Okay.
Not gonna lie.
Our child, Franklin.
Yeah.
You might not know this about him, but he's...
But he
oh, yeah,
ability.
He's got reality-warping powers.
Yes, indeed he does.
Why don't you get him to help with a boop?
What do you think caused this? Send him to his room.
Yeah. He's currently in timeout.
That's all right. Well, I've got a lot of blue balls he can play with. That's
Actually, Sue sent him into timeout, and that's why this happened.
I see.
It's a chain of events. So you think yourself qualified to deal with a reality-warping 10-year-old?
Is anyone? Is anyone, Reed?
Did you come recommended?
Do you have any babysitting experience?
Yeah.
Do you have a working with children's
yes,
check?
Yes, I do have a working
okay, with children's check. Okay, that's
excellent. That's good. That's one of like three ticks.
Let's see.
How do you feel about suddenly becoming wooden or a rubber duck?
Like, not great, not a fan, not going to lie again, but is anyone really a fan?
No.
No.
I guess but better question might be, are you willing to deal with
I think I am willing to
that look, event.
I'm pretty sure I did a stint at the X-Mansion dealing with some of the X-babies there.
Yep, sure.
Like, did you know Jubilee has a baby vampire or
that's,
whatever the
that's
fuck
wild.
That is?
I tried to stay away from Professor X and his crew of misfits.
You should. You should. There are a lot. You know, there was once there was just like a child that was on the team for so long and no one bothered to check his birth certificate that he was an actual child.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Maggot, his name was.
So very occasionally we get caught in cosmic stakes such as this.
Yeah.
In the past, we have all, due to cosmic mishap, become babies.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Are you prepared to deal with four baby reeds and another fantastic four, but as babies?
Because that is a valuable, valuable service.
That's a valuable skill because I would say it happens at least once every three
to four
months.
Well, look, a baby reed is going to be a bit of a hassle because, you know, you're going to be stretching him all over the place. And that's, you know, you got to kind of rein that in.
I mean,
a baby Ben, well, that's going to be, like, he's going to be strong and tough and he's going to hurt me. That's fine because I reckon I could maybe dodge his little slow
baby. A baby Sue
blows.
Storm, you will lose.
She's invisible.
Yeah.
That's my problem. And a baby Fire Boy, that's a hazard.
Mm-hmm. That's a fire hazard.
Look, I do have, thankfully, like, you guys have fire extinguishers on every floor and every room, so that I think we can take care of baby Fireboy.
Okay.
Invisible Lass, though, I know what I'll do. Look, talcum powder. Whenever I'm changing her, I'll just douse her in talcum powder so she can't go invisible or leave little footprints around.
That's my wife you're talking about.
As a baby. And as a baby, everyone's going to get changed. That's just a fact in life. You
I'm
don't
okay
want
with this. He's making the moves on our wife, Reed.
I'm not
giving the slap again, Reed.
Not Namor. Fuck.
Clap.
Whoop.
Whoop.
Again, it was just a hypothetical situation where you're babies.
I understand.
And I believe that as a part of taking care of a baby, it needs to get changed. Like, I'm sure you don't want to be around in a poopy diaper.
Correct. As we often continue to fight crime.
How does Ben poop?
Like, rocks, don't worry about it.
All right, that's easy. Pebbles, I imagine.
His anus is visible amongst the rocks. His anus
it's
has
unpleasant.
Remained unchanged.
That is very unpleasant.
I do the physical. We do the I do the physical of every Fantastic Four member once a year. And if you join the team, you'll be part of that.
That's good.
I need to know every inch of everyone who's working for me.
I guess that's a plus.
I'm thorough.
No, that's really good. I think it's more now I'm scared of working for you.
And I was just going to, because even in our baby form, we will be continuing to fight crime because even whilst we are babies, Dr. Doom never sleeps.
That's true. And sometimes he himself is a baby.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. And you have baby fights.
What if, due to cosmic rays, whilst we are children, we get like big? So like adult size, but.
So you're a big.
Yes.
So I have to deal with a big baby.
Well, eight. Eight of us.
Are you prepared to deal with eight big fantastic babies?
Five of them are I. Then there's obviously a Sue Storm, my wife.
Uh-huh.
Ben Grimm, the thing.
Five of them are I.
And
look, it's not an ideal situation, Reeds. But I can deal with it.
Well, look,
okay.
Confident, but I might have to bring in some help.
Yep.
I have a working relationship with She-Hulk, and like, you know what? She's a good...
She's a lawyer,
and she works for our firm, and that's really good.
Between
to have
wrestling
that.
And law school, or actually being... She's not even at law school. She's just a full-blown lawyer.
Yeah.
Is she going to have time? And I don't know how I feel about me being in a suplex.
Nah, fair. Nah,
even
fair.
If I am a big baby.
You know what, Mrs. Hammett, thank you so much for coming in again.
You're getting hysterical,
and we frankly don't have time for that. We'll call you.
Yep, thank you.
But it's not quite yet a yes.
That's fair
again,
enough,
now
remember,
there's two reads standing talking to you whilst the heads just slowly leave the room.
If you want, I'm happy to do a trial period where I look after. So if you guys want a night out in the cinemas,
Of course, no problem.
Call.
Yeah, we'll give you a call. Pass me the.
Absolutely.
Pass me the popcorn whilst I ignore my child. More children. Oh God. Okay.
Look, you were confident. Look, you were very willing to. At no point were you like, "This is too much for me." You were very willing to deal with the baby breed. Big Bear reads, rather.
Five of them.
Five of them. You're a champion for that. I'm very impressed, Simon. Well done. And they would need a babysitter, but like it's Franklin Richards. So very soon you just become like
dust
or a dog or something. Richards would come back, see a dog, and be like, okay,
gotta get another one. But it is a role that definitely needs filling.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And again, if they're after a decision maker, as in like a casting vote, whilst I'm there, you know, Franklin in one hand trying to like lead Valerie in the other, trying to make, you know, stir up a batch of cookies, and I can be like, what's this? I'm going to side with Reed, or I'm gonna side with whatever.
So, you know, you could eventually maneuver your way into being Fantastic Four butler, and that's all right.
Mm. The Jarvis for the modern day.
You're a bit more like a Manny though than a butler.
I'm happy to be a Manny.
Manny's a great.
Yeah,
that's it's a good name too.
Manny.
What about you, Dusha?
What's your plan?
My plan is so you know what the Fantastic Four are lacking apart from a murderer and a babysitter.
What's that?
The face. They need charm in their team. Reed Richards, as you just encountered, absolute garbage man to talk to.
He is the very garbage man, I agree.
It's clobbering time! Ben?
Mm-hmm.
Sue?
Yes?
You're all lovely people, but I feel like sometimes...
He's the rock face man.
It's clobbering time!
He says that a lot.
That's okay.
He wants you to shut up about the Yancey Street boys. Basically, some people think he's in the gang.
It's clobbering time! Perfect. So you can see where I'm coming from. You're all lovely people, but I feel like the Fantastic Four just need like someone, almost like a publicist, but also someone that can negotiate.
Oh, yes.
Someone that can...
Johnny's very handsome, and you can put him on the cover of things, but he's very hot-headed.
Yes, he's hot-headed and...
Literally.
Yeah. that's why they like you, Sue. Clever, witty.
It's clever time!
The Thing, you're good too. Ben, do you prefer Ben or do you prefer The Thing? I need to know, because I'll be doing a lot of communications and things like that. Ben Thing, can I call you that?
It's clobbering time! Something happened. Look, Ben had a recent trip to space again, and something happened to his brain.
It's all rocks now.
It came back a little bit muddled, you know what I mean? Something's not good.
Anyway, so I feel... I feel like that what you need, just what you're just like as a team, you don't need someone else to help you fight Dr. Doom. You don't need someone else to slap Galactus's balls.
That's
you guys
true.
Have got that sorted.
We do.
What you need is you just need someone to go like talk to the Bugle and be like, Fantastic Four, great guys. Fuck Spider-Man.
They've been spreading some awful rumors about Reed being a bad father. If we could just sort that out, that'd be tip-top.
Easy. And like, I know that Reed, he's doing science and he's fighting crime. He's got no time to be nice. I can translate. The charm, the face, the publicist.
We do need a publicist, Ben. What do you think?
Yep, Ben Thing?
It's clobbering time.
Perfect. I think that... Basically think we're done here. Just give me a paper, I'll sign off.
Like maybe we just hear from Johnny for a second. Johnny, what do you think about this publicist?
Flame on!
He also had a nasty trip in outer space.
It's clobbering time! Oh. Flame on!
If you can spin this somehow to make it seem like everything is hunky-dory, I will just be forever in your debt and you're hired straight away.
Fantastic Four catchphrases. They all have them, and you love them.
Flame on!
Perfect.
It's clobbering time!
Even better. Now you know that the streets are finally safe when you hear the screams of...
Flame on!
Or...
It's clobbering time!
Perfect. Sue, do you have a catchphrase that you'd like to get in on? I just need to write these down so I know what to tell our advertising agency.
Oh, fuck.
I'm probably going to need something.
Now you don't.
Yep, perfect. I can definitely work with that. And Reed?
It's stretching time. It's stretching time.
I think I can work with this. It's all very solid. We'll get some action figures happening, maybe. Like, everyone will love you guys. People will be like, X who? And I think Reed can finally replace Professor X. People might start calling him Professor R, and I feel like that's what he needs.
It's stretching time. He does need that validation for his doctorate.
I'm glad that you didn't make it into space, Sue. It seems like that these three boys just really need to sit down and just really think about
flame on.
Yes, sweetie, it's definitely a flame on time. Maybe we should put add in that gum tree for a bit more.
Dear Gumtree, we're looking for another Fantastic Three. Preferably with flame powers, punching powers, and stretchy powers.
Must be super smart. if we could just replace...
No catchphrases!
Well, let's just replace Reed with Namor. Ooh. That'd be alright for me.
Oh, Sue, stop it. Anyway, so yeah, I think we're sorted. That's all the Fantastic Four needed. They needed Joel Dusha, Fantastic Five. Joel Dusha presents the Fantastic Five.
Still thinking of the Fantastic Four, though. You're not part of... You're not.
Okay, well, Joel Dusha presents the Fantastic Four.
Which is also good, because, like, Manny wasn't going to be part of the whole team, and I guess the consultancy, well, you were just awful.
Was I even part of the team?
You were just...
What was I offering?
You were just a bad idea.
Who do we think would be chosen?
I reckon a combination of... Between a publicist, yeah, which is a very good idea, and I think the Fantastic Four definitely could use a publicist.
Yeah, absolutely.
Could you imagine Spider-Man with a publicist?
Oh my god. Somebody to defend him. Like
in the public image. That'd be real Jesus. Good for him. So like
Spider-Man would have like 80% less assholes with a publicist.
Yeah. So if someone is there, like, introducing the Fantastic Four to, like, you know, the public sphere, being like, these guys save the world again. These are great. Yes, while they're... A little bit touched at the moment. Usually they're very,
it's
very, very...
It's stretching time.
Yes, it sure is, Reed.
Flame on!
Oh, there they go. Their classic guy.
It's clobbering time.
You used, go to their local comic book stores now and purchase a talking action figure. You can get this...
Thank God they're only saying their catchphrase. Because that's all you need to record. For their action figure.
Joel Dusha presents the Fantastic Four and their Manny.
Yeah, because honestly, like, with Reed, Ben, and Storm acting like that. So
they
Reed,
need
Ben,
a
and.
Publicist.
And it's the big baby version of them.
Oh, no.
They're going to need a Manny.
Yeah, they are. They are. I think the two of you win this one, and I end up in the dirt.
Yep.
Hope everyone had a good time listening to that. And on that note, I've been Joel Dusha, super publicist / the face / the charm.
I've been Jackson Bailey, murder consultant.
And I've been Joel Zammit, super Manny.
Flame on!
And now, episode 2 of the Plumbing Boys Play / Ruin Sunless Citadel, a D&D exclusive for all Hero and King subscribers.
Welcome to episode 2 of the Plumbing Boys Play / Ruin Sunless Citadel. Previously.
The three of you are in a town known as Oakhurst. You are currently in the Old Boar Inn.
I am a half-elf bard. I am got a good for alignment. I'm male. I have very tired eyes. I'm a little bit average height, hefty, and I have heavy hair.
My name's Jackson Bailey. My alignment is neutral evil. I'm a bard. I'm portly. I'm average height, and I got shifty eyes and medium hair. And I'm also a forest gnome, which is good.
Hi, I'm Joel Dusha, and today I'll be playing Joel Dusha. I am a half-orc, a bard. My alignment is chaotic good. My hair is light. My eyes are soft. My height is tall. My weight is chunky.
We're all around this, performing, I guess...
At the Old Boar Inn.
Let's talk about mead. Hey, guys, if you could make mead out of anything, what would it be?
It's my own suicide, am I right, boys?
You don't get any laughs.
All right, I'm getting a... Whatever. Fuck this crowd.
All three of you notice when the doors to the tavern open, a very well-to-do looking lady steps in, maybe like in her 60s.
Oh, that age.
She reaches out a hand as if like for you to grab and kiss.
I do. Enchanté. Nothing more erotic for a woman than having a man suck the ring off and then spit it back into their palm.
There is a place known as the Sunless Citadel. If you could travel there and retrieve from me my children, I would pay you handsomely. Over the course of the night, a lot of people come up to you guys, it's just the same thing. Like, everyone's just asking for this fruit.
Fruit. Mm-hmm. Want the fruit? The fruit. Right, yep, gotcha.
A lot of people are very teary and sad.
Yeah, it's so...
How many autographs do we sign?
Autographs? None.
Oh. Not even one?
How many tunics do we sell? Embroidered with... I don't know what.
None, as usual.
Yeah, this is... We should get into
like
music.
A beholder's head with like stars, like you know that classic Star Wars poster, but with like beholders. Somewhere.
Yeah. I'm in.
I should have done a lap to see if there was any fans before we went on stage.
Righto. So I'll.
There's never any fans.
I guess are we gonna go in the morning, fellas, or what's the go?
Well, how far away is this?
Yeah,
Summer
how far
Citadel?
Away is it? Can we get a map? Jaren, Yaren,
Garen,
Garen,
Garen, Garen. I'm
with Zelda.
Names.
It's Metroid.
It's just along the old road. There are two roads through town. One is we just call it the new road and the old road.
Clever.
For obvious reasons.
What are you going to do when a new road's built?
Another new road?
Yeah. What then?
Maybe we'll have to name them.
Well, yep.
No.
Put me in my place, Garen.
Are you naming roads? Perhaps we could come to an arrangement.
Fuck this goblin.
So anyway, if you find the old road, it's near town. You just need to head down it for not very long. It's not even a day's travel.
Barely
like a couple hours walk.
Cool.
You'll come across a ravine, a crevice. Down in there is the Sunless Citadel itself.
Sweet.
Since I'm a very logical person, I want to have written down like a charter of like who needs what fruit and what they're willing to pay for said fruit.
Okay.
You like, have let's just that. Have an order, all right? Like,
feel
so
free to write that down in
what?
Your inventory.
All right, so fruit order.
Well, do we want to go tonight then?
You may as well.
Like, it's only 8.
Why not?
Like, we're sort of night owls, so like, if we head off now, we get there by morning, sleep away most of the day, go in the you know that evening.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
We'll leave the tavern. Is there a horse around?
Excuse me?
Just like in the town? Is there like a horse?
Highs or lows?
Hitched anywhere? Highs.
We stealing a horse?
I might.
Guys?
Yeah.
There are two horses hitched outside the tavern.
I'm little. Do you want to grab?
Yeah. Can I just poke my head in? Whose horse is this?
What are you doing? Sammon, what are you doing?
It's fine.
Dude, come the fuck back out of the bar.
Sorry.
One of the farmers wanders over.
Fucking, what are you doing?
I be my horse.
Oh, it's a lovely horse.
It's a lovely horse. We're going, we're going to the Sunless Citadel. Do you mind if we borrow your horses?
Sure.
That was
5
easy.
Copper?
Yeah, sure, mate.
I could have done this for free.
Make sure you bring it back.
We'll do our best.
There you go. Yeah, well done.
I promise we'll do our best.
Well, you're not taking it into the Sunless Citadel.
Of course not.
It's not going to be
look at my boys.
I shake my head like, I don't know. I got no idea, man.
Walking some horse down some steps, I guess. Ready yeah.
On? Or off a cliff.
We'll jump on the horses. I'll hop in front of one of these guys.
Yeah.
Probably Dusha.
No, he's half orc. Probably me.
Probably you. And we'll
to myself.
Begin riding towards
good luck,
the Sunless Citadel.
He says,
"What are the horses' away. Names?"
Well, we'll name them.
Toodles.
No.
Toodles and Rickshaw.
Shotgun Rickshaw. Have fun on Toodles, dickheads.
We will.
You don't know he's inferior because he's got a weird name.
No, but Rickshaw's got a bad.
Toodles has 3 bum legs.
Damn it, Toodles!
How is it walking? We could have
just
taken
one really good leg.
It's like 5 copper, whatever.
Yeah, but that's like a meal.
It's like but it's like one meal. But like,
we could have taken them, and then if they're like, "Oh, you took our horses," we're like, "Yeah, but we got the fruit," and then everyone would have been like, "Oh, well, fair." Well,
if you didn't bring back fruit, though.
Yeah, well, if we didn't bring back fruit, we're dead anyway. So, like,
yes,
whatever, man.
But like, hey,
that's all I'm saying.
It didn't cost us anything. The two scenarios you envision are coming back with fruit or dying.
I mean,
there's literally nothing else that could happen.
No middle ground.
Like, hey, I mean, look. We
sure hope this fruit grows in summer.
Yeah. We gotta just, oh, yeah.
But we got to, you know, like, we're trying to build a reputation here. You don't want, like, hey, have you heard of these, you know, fixing the stars of war? Like, they'll come to your tavern, steal your horse. That's not the brand
that's
I want to make.
That's only if we come back with no fruit. If we come back with fruit, they're like, oh, did you hear about these fellas fixing the stars of war? They stole our horses, but they got us the fruit.
Made us laugh. Told us that goblins are worse than everyone else. Yeah, One of them was a goblin. No, it was a gnome. Whoops.
Anyway, look, dress you up as a goblin. I'm just saying, like, it just would have caused a bit more hassle than it's worth.
I think it would have been
just, what's on brand, Jack?
I like to imagine at this point I'm like 30 minutes in, like, ahead down the path on rickshaw with four great legs.
I'm trying to imagine a horse walking with one good leg, and it is very difficult.
Just one clop, three drags.
One clip. It's more shuffling than anything else.
Look, if it makes you any better, we can steal from someone we're not performing. Well, the last night. If it's the last night we're here, we're coming back.
Whatever. Let's agree to disagree. Yeah.
You know what? Shout out to that fella for giving us Toodles and Rickshaw for 5 copper. He doesn't know who we are. We could have just bought a horse for 5 copper.
That's true. We could sell a horse. Eat a horse.
I mean, we could just, like, not fuck this nonsense.
Sell the horses.
Go down the new road. Yeah. Where's that go?
Take chances with the mystery road. Why not?
But if we get this signet ring of these kids and we make these apples, and if we can grow these apples, we can start a nice little tidy profit. And that's one more, you know, avenue stream of...
Make a cider.
Yeah, make a cider.
Yeah,
start a plant. Guys, little side business.
Yeah.
Little side business, make a cider, cue some lads.
It's an idea.
People think we're good. And that's great. People like that. That's going to get us money.
People often don't think we are good.
Yeah. But if we're like, oh, look, they at least cured some people, they would at least like get that. Some, like, hey, it's
good.
Fine.
No, I'm with you.
Good. Maybe start one of them charities, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, as you guys are having this conversation, going along you did go along the old road, or did you take that option of...
No, we took the old road.
Okay.
Yeah.
As you guys are heading along the old road, you hear from the surrounding foliage... something like wind blowing through it, even though it's a very still night. And you hear the sound of dry leaves as if they were shuffling.
Mm.
All three of you, fortunately, have dark vision. So, do you? Any of you? None of you need a light. You can still see up to like 60 feet in black and white, in pitch black. But if you have a light, you can see further.
The horses see?
Good point. Someone has a light. Yeah, which one of you?
I can douche it out in front, because me and Jack are talking business and shop at the back.
Yeah.
I believe you have the light spell.
We have candles.
You have candles.
That's
right, you all have the same thing.
Oh, no, we all, yeah.
If you have the cantrip light.
Oh, yeah, I would have just put it on the face of the horse.
All right, three of you are bobbing lights in the darkness.
Well, that's great.
What? No, the horse's face, not my face.
As you move. Oh, there's only two horses. Yeah. Sorry, the two horses are bobbing lights in the darkness.
Super good.
That's great.
Glowy horse head.
Glowyhorsehead.com.
Hot picks.
You don't see anything? So it's immediately a surprise
That's all right. Anyway, when money streams.
When two creatures jump out of the darkness at you.
Uh-oh.
They jump out such that they block the horse's progression forwards. I've just shown you the picture.
So they basically look like an ant.
Yeah.
But more of a person.
Oh, gosh. They look heaps like... what are the fucking fellas from goddamn Skyrim? Buzzmen?
Yeah.
Women? You know, they're like ladies?
Spriggan!
Spriggans.
In fucking Game of Thrones, you know, like the Children of Light, but if they were all just twigs.
Yeah.
They look kind of little. I don't know.
It looks like Ant-Man, like Ant-Man's costume, but made out of branches. Yeah, like if Ant-Man and Groot fucks.
Yeah! It looks like an evil Groot.
Hmm. Shit.
fuck me.
Friends. So how does fifth ed magic work? I can cast as many cantrips
as many times a day as you want.
Yep.
You only get 2 first level spells a day though.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Alright.
Make sense?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I thought you were about to ask a question, Jack. So the two tiny little tree creatures charge and try to bring down the front horse, which would be Dusha's horse.
My horse.
Not Rickshaw.
One of them leaps at the horse and Rickshaw rears backwards, preventing it from getting a hit. But the other one slashes at the at your horse's belly, dealing 2 points of damage.
Oh, sorry, mate. Sorry.
To me or my horse?
To the horse.
Eep.
How much HP does
a horse have?
Yeah.
Enough.
How much HP does a horse have?
Enough Don't say to get two. By. Surely more than two. Horses are tough as. Probably tougher than us. I was thinking, like, we let the horses tank the fight.
Let the horses fight the twig bites and we just fuck off.
Yes.
I mean, Toodles is done for, but we can say Doodles to Toodles. Rickshaw will meet up with us later.
Once he's defeated the twig bites.
Horses eat apples, and like, apples grow on trees.
We're bards. If we just like write your the tale of this particular,
what would you like to do?
How much HP does a horse have? I thought that's what you were working out.
No, no, no. You don't know how much hit points a horse has. It cuts into the horse. The horse doesn't scream, obviously. Horses can't scream, but it whinnies in pain.
What does vicious mockery do?
Vicious mockery is like an insult, but very powerful. Is that one of your spells? It's got to be highlighted.
It's a cantrip.
It's a cantrip? Oh, yeah. It deals a small amount of damage. It's like an insult, but so powerful that it literally could kill someone.
You're like a shit tree. You're like basically a sapling.
I think, as a general rule with this spell, what I've always done is if you actually do an insult and it makes me laugh, I let you do double damage.
What does true strike mean? Is that just like...
True strike means you get advantage on your next attack.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, Dusha, what would you like to do?
I'm just going to fucking look the twig blight right in the eyes.
Mm-hmm. Starting off good.
And then just club it over the fucking head with my great club.
All right.
For the best.
You swing downwards with your great club. The twig blight, though, because you're on the back of the horse, a horse that is rearing backwards, you're very high. The twig creature is but small. It is very, very small. It's about the height of like a melody, so like a medium-sized dog height. So when you swing downwards, you actually just...
Like Melody on all fours and Melody if we prop her up on a hind
Melody
legs.
On all fours. All
right.
That is a little creature.
Yeah. When you swing downwards, you can't get low enough to hit it, and your attack misses.
Should have just called it a cunt.
Sam, it's your turn.
Do I have, like, can I, like, try and cause a campfire out of them? Use them as sap, like, kindling?
Can I set them on fire? That was your question.
I guess. With, like, a flint and steel.
Do you have flint and steel?
I assumed we did.
I don't think you do, actually.
Packs. Oh.
We have candles. How are we lighting our candles?
I don't know.
God is good. I assume we had flint and steel. All right, then. Never mind.
Also, you probably just couldn't have.
Let's
you can't set fire to an attended object, and they are nothing if not attended objects.
No, that makes sense. I will do vicious mockery.
Yeah, all right.
I was like, look, these tiny bastards, you can't even string together a sentence for this to make any... Shut up. And then I,
Got him good.
That's, what a line. am I in the room with insult the comic dog? Because...
that would have done double damage.
We're a duo.
Doesn't count.
Damn. What are they? Look at you, tiny little tree branch of a.
You nothing. Had your chance.
I got nothing.
Yep. The twig blight.
Fuck you
I'm
with
just gonna call
dick.
The creature recoils in pain. You've done damage to it,
Adam. But never mind.
You do
mind.
2 points of psychic damage to the creature.
Psychically damage them to death. That's the plan here.
They redouble their efforts and try to attack. What horse are you riding again, Dusher?
He's
Rickshaw.
Rickshaw.
He's our good one.
He's the good horse.
One of them just can't fucking hit Rickshaw. It's like just screwing about on the ground, slashing wildly, like on all fours, like it's trying to roll off its back. The other one, however, scores another hit. Rickshaw takes another 3 points of damage.
I'm not going to lie. I'm worried about Rickshaw.
We can't let Rickshaw die. Rickshaw, I have decided, is the hero of this story. I later want to be in a bar being like, gather ye children for a tale of old.
Rickshaw.
About a horse named Rickshaw, so brave and so bold. I cast sleep on one of the little tree dickheads. Zap!
Go to bed.
Go to bed, dickheads. Blam! I'm quite vocal in my spellcasting. I like this because on these particular spell sheets that you've given us, Adam, it tells us whether it's verbal, semantic, or M.
Material.
Material. Which, sleep is only... Oh, no, it's all three. So verbally, I've got to be like, go to sleep, dickheads. Semantically, I've got to point at them. And material is...
I don't know. I have to hold like a feather of a duck. A
feather of a duck and like an egg or something in my hand. Squish it up.
Lay a blanket of magical sleep over both of the creatures. One of them topples over backwards. The other one stays standing.
Okay.
Then it is Dusha's turn again.
If I get off of the horse...
Uh-huh.
Is that my turn?
No, but the twig creature standing up will get a free attack on you if you do.
What I got here?
So Bardic Inspiration, is that a bonus or is that an action?
That's a bonus action. So you can do it and then attack and stuff.
Gotcha.
I'm already enjoying this.
I look at the twig blight that has taken two swings at my horse and is now asleep. And I say... Nice hit, dickhead. I've taken pisses bigger than you.
Double damage.
That's good.
Like he's asleep, so he's just having bad dreams now.
Oh, you're doing it to the sleeping one?
No, isn't he the
one? There's one asleep and one awake.
Who's the one?
The one awake is the one that keeps cutting your horse.
Yeah, so I'm mocking the asleep one.
The asleep one? All right.
So he's going to have a bad dream.
8 points of damage.
Fuck,
the twig creature crumbles into... Sticks and leaves.
We're going to collect them. That'll be our firewood.
Yeah, done. Yep.
Then it's Sam's turn.
I'm going to be just like bardic inspiration, like, fuck, I'm great, and hurl my javelin at that.
You can't do it to yourself.
Oh, man.
You can only do it to someone
What's
else.
What's the point of being a bard then?
I know. It's all about helping each other, which we're not really about. So I don't know how this party's going to survive.
All right, bardic inspiration, Jack, you're all right. You know what? Well, You've always been my favorite member of this.
You I'm pretty good. Left. Fuck you.
That means that Jackson, who only has one bardic inspiration a day, that doesn't fuck him, it fucks you guys.
Very funny.
Which is so apt for the relationship you all have. Anyway.
And I hurl my javelin at the remaining twig blight.
You hit him dead center with your javelin.
Good.
Dealing 5 points of damage. That twig creature also, your javelin just... breaks it apart.
Excellent.
They're dead. On your character sheets, we're going to do something we've never done before. I want you both to write 10 experience points.
What?
It's to the like left of the center.
Fuck off.
It should say experience.
10.
Yep. I don't see. Huh. I do see.
Next level.
Yes. Next level.
Do we write 10 because we're going to erase it when we get more experience? Or is like 10 plus to...
Yeah, it'll slowly get higher and higher. So write it in pencil, not pen.
I'm going to pick up my javelin and...
I tattooed it on me. Is that okay?
Yes. On you? Yeah, that's fine.
So it's not on the character sheet.
At some point in the future, someone you're hanging out with is going to be like, why do you have 10 tattooed on your cheek? And you're going to be like, oh, it was important at the time.
I killed some twig blights. It's fine.
We'll collect those twigs and leaves. Put them in like a sack or whatever. Use them for our firewood tonight.
Someone can add kindling to their character sheet.
I'll chuck it in. Kindling. How long does that budding inspiration last?
10 minutes, I think.
10 minutes.
I want to do something real good before that 10 minutes is up.
Heal the horse.
I try and jump from our horse to Rickshaw. Check this shit out.
You fall, break your neck, dead.
You from riding on the back of, what was it?
Toodles.
Toodles. From riding on the back of Toodles, you get to a standing position. You jump onto Zamet's shoulders and off Zamet's shoulders onto Rickshaw, right behind Dusha in a single deft move.
Did you guys see that
amazing.
Shit?
Amazing.
That shit was fucking... That was. I think I said that shit was fucking cake. That's a good... I might start doing...
That was fucking cake.
Shit, that was cake. Do you guys think that'll catch on as like a thing?
I think so. I reckon we could.
If you guys start saying it, it will. So you got to back me up on this, and you know.
So this shit is cake.
This shit is cake. Let's everyone write it down. I'm slowly writing.
And then if someone asks why you're calling it cake, you say like peace off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm slowly writing in my notes the like a song about Rickshaw the horse.
You reckon you can do that again?
Jump back.
Yeah.
Is it a bar for inspiration? That's a one off.
Yeah.
No, I reckon you can do it again.
Get hurt.
Do it
no.
again.
No. Sit down.
No, come on. We can do something with this, Jack.
You're not the boss of me.
I am the boss of you.
Sammy is the boss of your little organization.
Jackson's always like, the shit is cake, but it turns out he, in fact, is not.
Oh, my God. Like, Brad,
he's pissed. Bardic
inspiration. Do it again.
All right. I'll jump. I'll give another jump.
Like, fuck, that was awesome. Do it again.
You get up. Take a deep breath. Run off the back of the horse.
Run off the back of the horse.
He's a gnome. He's got a couple steps.
Little gnome legs. I forgot. Yeah.
You leap. And this time, maybe you try to give it like a somersault. And as you give it a somersault, the back of your head collides with Toodles more. And
oh, no.
You slam into Toodles' head, roll off, and hit the ground. You take... 5 points of damage.
That'd have been really cool. Toodle's head's lit up. So for like on a tree, there might have just been like a gnome imprint. Like the bat signal.
I have like 6 health points left after that.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it didn't work the second
Maybe
time.
We don't incorporate that into our...
You just hear from the distance, oh shit, it was cake.
That was fucking cake, bro.
That was very cake.
From the distance, is someone yelling that out of the forest?
That was cake, bro.
Dusha, you're only a little bit in front of them.
Whatever, I'll climb back onto the horse nursing my wounds.
Bleeding out of your head.
Good one.
Nicely done.
That's very funny.
Oh, that's good.
That shit was cake.
The old road passes to the east of a narrow ravine, which you have been told is where the Sunless Citadel can be found. At the road's closest approach to the cleft, several broken pillars jut out from the earth where the ravine widens and opens into something more akin to a deep but narrow canyon. Two of the pillars stand straight, but most of them lean against the sloped earth. Others are broken, and several have apparently fallen into the darkness-shrouded depths. Mm. A few similar pillars are visible on the opposite side of the ravine. Looks like this is where a ladder maybe once was.
Okay. Does it seem like if we try and climb down, we'll just, like, eat shit? And...
In your professional opinion, DM, how much shit are we likely to eat?
You actually see, when you get close enough to these little pillars, you can see that someone has tied rope around the pillars and has lowered them into the ravine.
Lowered so the there's pillars.
Yeah, there's pillars sticking out of the ground.
Lovely. Lowered the pillars into the ravine.
No. There's rope tied around the pillars, which has been lowered into the ravine.
Okay.
Also, when you get close enough to see the rope, you see that there's tiny little etchings carved into the pillars. If any of you care to inspect them,
I have a bit of a squiz.
I'm gonna spit down the ravine and see how deep it is.
You spit.
I'm guessing if this was real life. You're spitting, I'm reading the signs, Jackson's already ahead.
True, I'm climbing the road. I really love Dusha spitting in the ravine because that's not going to tell you shit. Like, the idea of you just going, and then we're like, "What? How deep is it?" You shrug, like, I don't know.
Listen.
I'm trying to decide.
Jackson is absolutely correct. Between the fact that he's berating you currently and the fact that it is just hard to hear spit
that's
normally.
That's not going to help. What do you think you're going to hear?
Spit.
You're going to hear... And you're going to be like, oh, now I wonder how many feet it is down there.
Or like maybe there was water down there or something. Like,
do you know the difference between spit hitting dirt and spit hitting water?
Yeah.
No, you don't. I've been climbing down the rope. You don't know shit about spit.
I cut the rope, you fucking die. Teach you to fucking talk shit.
Just like, cut the rope, grab it. What was I again?
You talking shit, Jackson? You looking to die today?
Maybe it's my destiny to fucking kill you, mate. Maybe it wasn't an angel after all. It was the fucking devil.
Jackson, you begin climbing the rope down. Zamet, you look at the inscriptions and they're in Goblin.
I do read Goblin.
So
I believe as the academics call it, a gobbo.
Yeah.
No. Incorrect.
That's what racists call it.
That's why you're no longer
That's why you are a disgrace. Like in real life, you got kicked out for being racist to goblins.
Yes. Apparently they prefer the term dwarfs.
I'm thinking in real life. Anyway, you begin climbing down, Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Dusha, you can't hear your spit. Zamet, in Goblin, the written on the pillars is just like graffiti, basically. Nothing of importance. Something something about, like, you know, different goblin tribes being like, we was here sort of shit.
I carve in, I also was here in Gobbo.
Okay. Goblin.
That's what I said.
No, it isn't. Why would you think that? Oh, I know why. Because you think you're being funny. You're not. You've never been funny.
Some barbs coming out.
Yeah.
Right here.
I'd be getting double damage. Okay. So, you guys just going to watch Jackson descend into the darkness?
Absolutely.
In a minute. Like, we'll, I'll follow in a sec.
But after those rude words, I'm kind of hoping he falls.
Jackson continues to make his way down.
You guys not coming?
He'll be there in a sec. I got some really important business to attend to.
I might need to piss.
Don't piss. Don't piss while I'm climbing down. If you piss while I'm climbing down,
what are you
we're
do?
Not friends anymore.
Are we pissing on Jack?
No. Don't piss on me.
Again, that's funny because you'd slide off the rope and maybe die.
Eventually, Jack disappears into the darkness and you can't see him anymore.
You just, don't piss on me. Nearly down, don't piss.
I just want to, like, spit down the rope.
God damn. Am I faster than Zamet's spit?
Of course not. Jackson, you get hit in the face with
Oi!
What you think could be rain.
Are you pissing?
No, it's rain.
I slide down the rest of the rope.
It's knotted rope. You can't slide.
It's not piss. We spat.
Okay. Hey! That's not okay.
Give Dusha a high five and start climbing down.
Rude dicks.
We found out how deep it was from our spit. We heard a dickhead yell.
All right, Dusha, they're yes. both down and you're way into the darkness. Would you like to follow?
Yeah. Wait.
No.
Cut the tug on the rope just to make sure that it's, like, sturdy enough to hold all three of us. We are portly, chunky, and...
hefty.
Hefty.
It feels very fixed into place.
Okay, yeah, then I climb up. That was a misdirection by the DM. We all break and die.
Oh, if only.
Rude.
All three of you managed to make it to the bottom. All
right. Neat. What's down there?
The
goods? Look, a map!
Fortress level.
A sandy ledge overlooks a subterranean gulf of darkness to the west. The ledge is wide enough but rough. Sand, rocky debris, and other bones of small animals cover it. A roughly hewn stairwell zigs and zags down the side of the ledge, descending into darkness. Probably with your dark vision, in the darkness, you guys can make out the looming spires of some sort of castle. You can't see it properly, just the top of it.
It's sad that we have to leave Rickshaw behind, considering...
Oh, presumably they've all been hitched up up on the surface.
I'd like to think we get down there and are like,
could have brought our horses.
Whoops.
I don't know how to bring a horse down a rope, but I feel like we should have.
Did we hitch them?
I didn't.
I didn't.
I was too busy spitting.
See, if we'd just stolen them, then this wouldn't be a worry. But now we're like, oh no, the horses. If we'd stolen them, we'd be like, we're already in the fucking stink, whatever.
So I haven't given you guys, you know, names on this little map that we're looking at. Oh, and incidentally, if you're playing along at home, feel free to, like, grab a map of the Sunless Citadel and play along with us.
Mm-hmm.
This top one. Ah, shit. Hang on. There's, like, a thing I can do where I can show you. The top one. The top one is Dusha. The middle one is Zamet. And the bottom one is Jackson.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. Cool. That's neat. Us. I'm just gonna go back up. And tie up the horses. I go back up, Adam.
Okay.
And hitch them horses. Are they still there?
I assume you hitched them before you went down.
We didn't hear them. I hope you fall.
You get back up to the top. Highs or lows?
Highs.
Those horses are gone.
Shit.
It's dark. You don't know.
Wait, hang on. They're glowing faces.
Oh, yeah, true. You probably see two bobbing lights in the distance.
Like, oi!
Rickshaw!
Oh, yeah, that's right. They come when called. Horses, right?
That's a classic come horse
back.
Move.
Come
you
back!
You gotta do this one.
Come on! You know that one? Shits.
Hey, Simon!
Yeah?
Are the horses there?
No! Where are they? They're... Hank... I'll be back in a
get
sec.
Them. Oh my fucking
without too
God.
Much effort, you're able to go get
you
the horses.
Costs, guys, costs.
Yeah, we gotta get
we
that
could have stolen them, yeah. You know? That's what I'm thinking.
Look, I wasn't team stealing them, but now I am. Now fucking dickhead Zammit's fucked off. Who knows?
Do you wanna just go down?
A bit, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, me and Dusha keep descending.
Uh-huh.
We would just walk down the stairs.
Yeah, whatever.
It's he'll fine. Catch up.
I don't like what we just saw.
Oh, no. On the little map, there are now three balls.
Well, that was a weird laugh.
That was.
Out of the rubble and darkness, three giant rats appear.
Oh, God.
That's all right. Rats are my strength.
I was arguing about eating rats earlier this morning, so...
Yeah. Time to put your bloody money where your mouth is, mate, yeah. And eat a rat. It's a giant rat. That doesn't look that big.
How big is giant?
About the size of a dog.
I can't eat that much.
I'll club a dog.
Like, I could eat a rat the size of a dog. Like, because the conversation before was Jack would be like, if someone ordered you rat, would you eat it at a restaurant? And I was like, not really, because, like, kind of gross. But
then
like,
Jackson was like, if I bought you a rat, I'd be offended if you didn't eat it. And then we were like, Jackson, you would never buy us food. And then he was like, true.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It, like, a rat.
Beat by beat the conversation.
A rat the size of a dog, because then it's like, I can kind of be like, oh, I guess they're a meat.
But a rat the size of a dog pretty much is a dog.
What about the dog the size of a rat? Would you eat that?
Anyway, the three rats dart towards you. Two try to bite at you, Dusha.
Oh, take my arms. I don't need them.
They try. They give it their goddamn best. Two of them bite you.
I just want to remind you guys that I am on 6 hit points because you made me jump between horses.
Dusha, you take 3 points of damage from one and 5 points from another.
Oh, you know,
8 points
saying,
in total.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm on 2.
You're okay, our healer, well, Jack.
Well, will I?
One of them attacks you, Jackson.
Am I already fairly mad?
You do not get bit.
Yeah, too quick.
It leaps at you, but you swing wildly with just your... No, flail. Not swing. Flail. Wildly with your hands, and you fend it off, luckily. What awful things will happen to Jackson, the party's only healer? Find out next time on The Plumbing Boys Play / Ruin Sunless Citadel.
Thanks for listening. If you want to hear more of this series and a whole bunch more exclusive content, just head on over to sanspantsplus.com and join a community of like-minded dickheads today.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently, so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.